How to meditate.
I'm confused about ways of meditating. I know you've spoken about reviewing your daily life, lecture number 17, The Call, Daily Review. I know there are people who keep their minds clear and just listen. I know there are people who fix their minds on an idea or an object. Are these also effective ways of meditating?
The guide. Of course, any way that a person experiences help would be effective. Now, what is effective for one person may not necessarily be effective for another person. It is usually my advice, instead of using an object for concentration, that one uses the very fact and issues that come up in your personal life. In other words, use yourself in order to understand yourself and in order to understand your reactions. You may just as well combine the art of learning concentration with understanding the psychic processes of yourself. Therefore, the daily review I recommend is to take the day past and look where you felt in any kind of disharmony. In fact, you can use meditation before you begin in order to give you better concentration. By simply expressing the desire and the thought, sending this thought deep into your recesses of yourself by simply stating, "The inner forces, the wiser forces existing within me can give me that help to make this here meditation the most fruitful and the most constructive. And I request that this be given to me, and I know that this thought will have its effect." Then you go through the day and you look, where did you have negative feelings? Simply state the occasion and state the kind of feeling you registered. Constantly express the desire not to shirk any issue, to truly look at what you really felt, and then look why you felt it. This will get you most actively started onto this particular path. From there on, it will show where you are going. Use the meditation in order to make the meditation more concentrated and more fruitful. When you have an issue in which you are deeply negatively involved, hold on to yourself, relax for a moment inwardly, and send the thought into yourself, "I am now in untruth, because if I am confused or anxious or hostile or hopeless or depressed, I cannot be in truth. I wish to be in truth, and I request the divine intelligence as a presence within myself to show me where and how. I let go of all my self-will, all my fear, all of my pride, and just want to see the truth so that I can expand and live constructively and fulfill my destiny as a happy creature, for this is what I'm meant to be. All the limitations within me, I wish to annul them, to dissolve them, but I cannot do that unless I know what they are, and I want to look at them." Then take each day, each little issue, none is unimportant, and determine where you were in disharmony. This is where your real problem will eventually come through, even if the outer issue seems entirely insignificant. This is the way I recommend meditation.
Very often I receive guidance that suggests to ask for inner guidance from the inner self. Just how do you go about that?
The guide. This is not as simple as it may appear, and even the friends who are on the path have to learn this only gradually because there is no formula for it. Number one, the realization must be cultivated that the deliberate activation with the mind, with saying, "I want this specific guidance," is tremendously powerful and brings a result. The more specific you are about it, the more effective the result will be. The more general and vague it is, the more difficult it will be to perceive it, for it responds exactly in the way it is brought forth. What we call meditation is this process of dialogue between the mind that activates it and the mind that then relaxes and lets the activation take place. You must learn to understand the language as it unfolds, in inspiration or from the outside, as it comes in many different ways. But it comes if it is truly wanted. The truly wanting to get answers, to be in truth, is the key. If you truly want it, and you formulate that desire, and you become more specific in the desire, then you establish this contact with the divine self, with the cosmic truth within you. Also, understanding where you are on your path in each moment is necessary in order to make the right meditation. Because the right activation and meditation today might not be relevant tomorrow if you move forward. So you have to meditate in order to be able to make the right meditation. You have to want to be in the truth of the moment. And with that truth of the moment, elicit the strength and the capacity to go on from there.